There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk investing now. We regularly speak to Mohammed Ali Yassin, the CEO of FAB Securities in Abu Dhabi, formerly NBAD Securities in Abu Dhabi. But today, live and in the flesh, he is in the Business Breakfast studio. Mohammed, good morning. Nice to see you.
Lovely to see you all.
Brandy, pinch him, just so we know he's here.
I'm here.
We've got lots to talk about today. Let's start with the big news yesterday. Emirates NBD going ahead with a near 12 billion dirham deal to buy DenizBank in Turkey. The punters seem to like it. Emirates NBD stock up 8% yesterday. How did you read this?
Honestly, we think it's a very good story. There's a great growth opportunity there with this bank. The bank is, although it is mainly all its business is in Turkey, but it's also available in like about 13 other countries within Europe, going from Russia to Austria to places like Cyprus. I think a lot of the pessimists a bit are worried about what's happening, the turmoil in the Turkish economy, the lira.
And who wouldn't be?
That's true, but I would hope that the management team of Emirates NBD use that to their benefits and trying maybe to negotiate a bit, little bit better terms. The bank's assets are nearly about in the range of $30 billion based on the latest exchange rate. So really, with Emirates NBD is about $130 billion. So you're talking about a good 27 to 28% increase in the bank's assets.
So this is a significant deal for Emirates
NBD. Of course, it will have a significant number, even if you heard from the CEO of Emirates NBD. He talked that he believes that there's going to be a significant effect on from the first year in terms of their net profits. I've heard or seen some numbers which talk about maybe in the range of hundreds of millions of dollars effect on the Emirates NBD balance sheet. If you look at the Emirates NBD Q1, they did 2.4 billion in net profits.
That was dirhams.
So that's, if you annualize this, you talk about a range of about 10, just below 10 billion dirhams without this transaction. If we believe that this transaction can add we're talking about maybe $300 to $400 million to the bank's net profits going forward once the deal is completed. This bank, Emirates NBD, could be in the range of closer to where FAB is today in terms of net profit, or maybe QNB in Qatar. And that really takes it, now we're talking about the big banks in the region rather than just a local bank.
And very quickly on financials, that's one of the sectors you like at the moment in terms of picks that you and your brokerage friends and the analysts at FAB are talking about. Why do you like the banks?
Banks are in an environment where you have changing interest rates, increasing in particular. That is usually favorable for banks. Banks' liquidity has been very strong going back I would say from mid of last year. The increase of oil prices to where it is today would help their deposits, and those are increasing too. The banks, what they're struggling with, I think most of them, was to try to lend more to the consumer. The things like the mortgage, the things like the cars, things like the personal loans, these have been decreasing, and those are where the high margins are. Even with that, we saw in Q1 2018, most of the banks, their net interest margin has been expanding now, which really now tells us that those banks should be able, just on the same kind of assets without any growth, should be able to generate more profits going forward. If you look at the PEs of those banks, you're talking about PEs of below 10 times. If you look at price to book, you're talking below 1.4 times to book, mostly. If we need, and I'm talking about the big banks, so I'm talking about the Emirates NBD, the FAB, the ADCB, the DIB, all of these are very strong stocks that we think that are performing well, and as a dividend yield story by year end should be also a good yield, especially that the share prices in the UAE markets in the first 4 months have really lacked the rest of the markets in the region.
Of course, our big story of the week has been the change to ownership and visa laws that has been proposed. Mm-hmm. What do you see? I mean, I know it gave the stock market a bit of a confidence boost, but what do you see longer term as the effect on companies and therefore their stocks? I mean, construction probably is the obvious with people living here longer, investing in homes. Where else could you see a boost?
As you said, it's 2 days ago when the decision came up, the markets did like about 730 billion dirhams compared to an average of 205 for the past three sessions. So it is significant. Real estate was also benefited. So we saw Amar pick up, which went well. As you said, the construction. But I believe any company which relies on growth of consumer spending should be benefiting on the long run, because I think these regulations are going to be attracting investors into this region, especially that you talk about the visa. It's not just about the 10 years, it's about their families, and therefore that's really a message to invite those kind of people who qualify back here. This is after 3 years of consolidation and efficiencies in the economy, so I think this is a good thing going forward.
What could it actually mean for the number of companies we see listing on the exchanges here, particularly smaller companies? If we have more sole-owned companies.
Sure. I don't think the sole-owned companies are going to be very attractive, Brandy. I think what is going to be attractive for us is maybe some of the SMEs coming and listing on areas like maybe the Nasdaq Dubai, where it is a bit more open in terms of ownership limits. But definitely, I think the regulations need to change. I think our markets, the UAE markets, have a challenge in front of them this year and next year. They need to increase the depth, and that is increasing, inviting more companies in, because once the Saudi Tadawul goes into the MSCI index, that is going to be on the account of the smaller markets like ourselves and Qatar, and we need to grow our markets to be able to have a share of that foreign institutional money.
Mohammed, let's talk about investing in the UAE market compared to other markets. We know that globally stocks are quite highly valued at the moment. The US market, you're talking at 20, 25 times earnings. The Indian market is something similar. European markets, not quite that rich, but still they are expensive. But here at the moment, because the market's down this year, you could make a case for bargain hunting at the moment. How strong a case is that in the UAE at the moment?
I'm personally, and I think we believe it at Fab Securities, we believe that our markets are a great value for money on the long run. You can really pick some very good picks. The fundamentals of the companies have been showing for the past 2-3 years growth in net profit. The share price has not been growing at the same level of those growth in profits. So therefore, that builds intrinsic value into those companies. Now, when will this correct? So why isn't this reflected on the stock market? We believe this is a lot of it is related to sentiment. The sentiment of investors today in their local market is much weaker than it should be based on the fundamentals.
And they're putting a lot of money into Saudi, aren't they? Because there's a lot of hoopla about Saudi Arabia.
Of course, especially the foreign institutions now with the Saudi and talking about that market, everybody moved there. So we lost a lot of that kind of type of investor in our market. Still, Saudi today is talking about 17 times PE most average, where we are talking here about 10 to 11. As I said, you go to some companies, you go to even 8 or 9 PE. Then the good thing today, we believe today we're closer to the bottom than we are to the top, much closer to the bottom. So if we're not there, we are very close to there. What is the catalyst? The decision of Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid and the cabinet, we believe, was a sentiment positive catalyst change. It needs to be followed up with the details of that by year end. If that materializes by year end and there's some positive momentum continuing, we could see an upward catch-up story in the UAE markets compared to the rest of the region.
So finally, before we let you go, give us a couple of names. You're a stockbroker. What are not just the strong buys, but the screaming buys at the moment in the UAE? Abu Dhabi, Sharjah, Dubai, I don't mind. Give me a couple of names.
Okay, without trying to advertise for them. I'll tell you some stories. I'll give you some background. So every share has to have a story. Dubai Islamic Bank is going through a rights issue at the moment. That's going to raise about 5.1 billion dirhams. We see good appetite, and we think it's going to be covered. The share price is at 4.8 approximately now. The company distributed last year 45 fils. This year, we expect with the new capital, they may distribute 35 to 40 fils. That's a yield of 7.3 to 8.3% today if you buy the stock. So that's a very good story for us, not taking into consideration that the revenues they're going to make from this capital increase could be positive. We look also at, in the banking sector also, we look at someone like ADCB. We think it's a good story there. And we could be, you know, the consolidation that we hear in the financial sector, that could be also, they're one of the bigger ones who's there. So maybe something could happen. We like on the outside of the financial sector, I think we like on the things like the Air Arabia, because if you have a growth of population, recovery of the economy, that could be a good story, and it's a good dividend yield.
We'll have to leave it there, Mohammed, but thank you very much indeed for those. Really appreciate it, and lovely to see you down here in Dubai.
My pleasure.
And in the Business Breakfast studio, Ramadan Kareem, Shukran, Mohammed Ali Yassin, CEO of FAB Securities. Appreciate your time.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.